Your horse racing preview is brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.
Delighted to say Matt Murphy joins us on the line. And Martin, say good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Patrick. How are you keeping?
Doing very well indeed. Hope you're keeping well on this Friday afternoon, Martin. And I suppose before we look forward to the weekend's action, just let's look back at Cheltenham last week. It was a memorable week for a lot of racing folk last week.
Well, yes, it was indeed, Patrick. It was great, I have to say, I suppose, to see Willie Mullins winning his first Gold Cup after six second places in the last couple of years. I thought Paul Towner was brilliant on Albion Photo. Very dramatic race, of course. And I thought Esport Dallin was very good for Gavin Cromwell, winning the champion hurdle in a great style. Big disappointment there, I suppose, Apple Strait and Lorena. And, of course, Boover there falling. Altshire was probably not as good as he normally is, but he was very good, obviously, winning his 18th chase in a row. Equals the record held by Big Books now, of course, the brilliant Big Books. And I think he's a very, very good horse. Well, at the Stayers Hurdle, definitely a top Paisley Park, emotional victory, obviously for Andrew Gemmell, the owner, and I thought for Emma Lavelle. And of course, then Brian Lee Frost as well, and Frodon. Rachel Blackmore, you know, did what she's been doing all year here, right? Two very good winners, great win for Manila Indo. And I think with 14 Irish winners, we have to be very satisfied with the end result. It was a draw between the Irish and the English, and I just thought, you know, it was a great meet from start to finish, certainly. Not a great race. And while the bookies probably won on the last day, they probably would have lost a bit on Wednesday and Thursday. They probably won a bit on the Tuesday. So I think it was honours even for everybody.
There was a couple of lowlights during the week as well, Martin, and of course we lost Sir Eric, and of course that's, I suppose, a very controversial race in the National Hunt Chase, which saw this week Declan Lavery appealing that ban, and he's got it overturned and he'll be free to race next week.
Well, yes indeed, Patrick, it's a very tricky situation, I suppose, in a race like that, a 4 mile chase. You know, it's on soft ground for novices. A lot of horses obviously very tired. The stewards felt that he probably should have been pulled up. You know, he put the welfare of his horse at risk. But for punters, and I actually backed that horse, he created that Jerry's back, he finished third. I obviously was quite happy to see him finish in third. There's prize money of £12,000. It is, you know, the general rule of racing is a jockey must try and finish as close as he possibly can. That's the overriding rule of racing, obviously, when you're riding as a jockey. You must finish as close as you can, whether you're going to win or you're going to be placed. And I think, you know, to kind of have that in the back of your mind and then maybe decide, you know, should you pull up a horse or should you not? It's a tricky situation. Obviously, you can see both sides, but I think justice was probably done yesterday with Declan Lavery. He won the appeal back the 10 days he got. Obviously, with Sir Eric, that was definitely one of the biggest disappointments of the week. Lovely looking horse. You know, I think everybody, even when before the race, there was plenty of drama when he had to be reshod, and he behaved impeccably standing there with Mark Walsh, not a bothering them. He was a colt, which, you know, would always be tricky in those situations. He could have been a very good horse in the flat. He could have been a very good horse over hurdles as well. And, you know, nobody wants to see anything like that happen. That was certainly the downer of the week, no question about that.
And I suppose, finally, just to liven it a small bit, great to see the three ladies picking up victories during the week, Bryony Frost, Rachel Blackmore, and, of course, Lizzie Kelly.
Absolutely. And they're such very nice people as well, great ambassadors for the sport. Great joy. You can see they really mean an awful lot to them to ride big winners at the Cheltenham Festival. And, you know, it's hard to believe. I remember way back in 1983 when a lady called Caroline Beasley was the first woman rider to ride a winner there called Elliot Garrity in the Fox Hunters Chase. It was a big thing at the time. I remember G. Armitage, of course, then in 87, having a double, actually. She was a very, very good rider too. But then, you know, until Katie and Nina came along, you wouldn't really see too many lady riders riding in any race at the festival. Rachel Blackmore had an awful lot of rides last week. She seemed to be riding almost in every race, I have to say. And, you know, you just don't pick her out anymore as a female rider. She just is a top-class rider. Same for Brian Lee Frost. And she is such a pleasure to interview after the race than Brian Lee Frost. She's just a very good humour person. Her smile, of course, lights up everything. I think that's what everybody wants to see. And it was a great result for Frodon. She's had a tremendous time with him. He's won five times at Cheltenham now in recent seasons. Good for Paul Deacons as well, obviously. But I think those are the type of results that you need. That you don't have to be overly strong to be top-class jockey like they are. And Lizzie Kelly, you know, she won there last year and she won again this year with Sarah Dulac. Great performance up from the front. And I never seen a horse jump as well as he can. He really, really pings those fences. You know, overall, I think they've done wonders for the sport in general. And hopefully we'll see lots more lady riders in the future.
Hopefully, indeed. And of course, we'll save the best wine to last, as you did as well last week, Martin, because at our Cheltenham preview night, you did tip up Early Doors would win the Martin Pipe Conditional Jockeys Race last week, and done so indeed for Joseph O'Brien and young John Joe O'Neill.
Yeah, great ride by John Joe O'Reilly. I just thought the horse had a good chance. He was third in the race last season. The form worked out fairly well when Sir de Burley actually went on and won the pretemps. He finished fourth that day last year, and he won the Pretemps on Thursday under, I thought was probably the right of the week for Barry Gerrity. I thought he was absolutely brilliant on that horse. He really had him a very strong ride to win. But fair play to Early Doors. The favourite, Dallas Depicton, looked to be travelling all over most of the way. But John O'Neill, just like his father, very, very good young rider. And you know, it was good compensation for Joseph after losing Sir Eric. There's no doubt he needed a bit of a boost. And it's just how Early Doors, you know, was maybe the right result intended off. Good 1-2-3 for Ireland in what was, as a tremendous week of racing.
Well, I can still hear him shouting, "If in doubt, Martin Murphy will get you out." And he done so very much indeed. Let's look forward to the weekend's action then, Martin. Two National Hunt meetings down for decision over the weekend, as well as the kickstart of the flat season. We'll kick off with Thurles on Saturday, their final meeting of the 2018-19 jumps season. And the first race is due off at 2:20. We're going to move on to the second race, though. That's the Borsalee Hurdle over just shy of 3 miles. And we've 9 declarations here.
Yeah, the likely favourite here, Patrick, is a horse that actually ran at Cheltenham, a horse called Scarpetta, trained by Willie Mullins in the Bounty of Paul Townend. He finished in the midfield in the Coral Cup, which was quite a good effort. His run before that went third at Punchdown on New Year's Eve behind Bacchuson and Durasso, has been well franked in the meantime by Durasso, and I just think he obviously has a very big chance here. The one danger, I would say, is definitely Peregrine Run, a good horse trained by Pat Fahey in the mount of Barry Gerrity. Scarpetta has to give him £10 by the conditions of the race. He's a rate 151 over fences, probably not quite as good over hurdles, but certainly he's a very decent horse. He loved the 2 mile 7 furlong trip, and he liked the current good ground as well, so I give him a very good chance of beating the likely favourite Scarpetta in a very good race tomorrow at 2:55 event.
The big race is the forerunner Pierce Maloney novice chase, Martin. The listed contest over 2.25 miles. €50,000 in the prize pot. Not a whole lot between the four of them either.
Yes, Pat, a very interesting race for the Pierce Maloney Memorial Novice Chase. Just the four runners, and three of them ran in Navan a couple of weeks ago. On that occasion, Jets won very well from Ben Rubin, with Duke of the Day a very disappointing favourite back in third. Don't know what quite happened to Duke of the Day on that occasion. Under the conditions of this race on tomorrow at Thurles, Jets now has to give £7 away. I do think maybe Duke of the Day might be worth a second chance getting that £7 with Jack Hendy on board. Paul Townend is reunited with Jets, who subsequently went on and actually fell at the very first fence at Nace just 2 weeks ago. So tricky little contest. Maybe Duke of the Day just getting that £7 off Jets might be the safest solution, even though he was very disappointing last time.
The 4:40 race is the handicap chase over 2.5 miles, Martin, and we've got 9 declarations here.
I think, yeah, a lot of them out with form at the moment. So I might go along with the top one here, Patrick. Size in Rome hasn't ran since he's finished 4th to Out Sam in the Cork Grand National last November. That was quite a good effort. Keith Dunne, who of course rides, of course, Keith was very good on Tiger Roll again last week in that Glen Parkless kind of cross country chase when he won at Cheltenham. And I think he's got a good chance here to find top weight under 11:10. Chief of Panama might have a chance for Liam Cusick and Dennis O'Regan. Captured Drama will also get the tip very well. But I think Size in Rome is in good enough form at the moment. Maybe it's just he can defy top weight.
The beginner's chase is due off at 5:15, Martin, and that's over 2.75 miles. Will 11 go to post?
Yeah, Ratno Rebbe would certainly stand out on form here, I think, if he can repeat the effort when he was second to Borough of Saints at Gordon Park a couple of weeks ago. That was quite a good performance. He is a horse that has given a lot of trouble over the years. He only runs every now and then. I just have a feeling that maybe the good ground tomorrow could be slightly against him. I think he wants a bit of soft ground. In that event, maybe Stucci could be the one to pick up the pieces here. It was disappointing last time at Nace, but the winner was very good in that occasion. Horse called Jack Hunt for Swa for Willie Mullins, made every yard of running, and Stucci just didn't really perform as well. On his third at Expatriate at the last Thurles meet there a couple of weeks ago, he would have a good chance of winning this, but certainly Radnor Rebel is the one to beat.
Anything else on the Thurles card then on Saturday, Martin?
Possibility in the 3:30, I think, Patrick, the handicap hurdle. Horse called This Clock or Lad is a bit of a chance for Paul Flynn and Jack Hendy. He's much lower over hurdles than he is over fences, and he's been running reasonably well. In the bumper, I thought a horse called Savvy Pimpernel for Pat Fahey and Derek O'Connor. This one was well fancied at Leopardstown a couple of weeks ago. The race was run in a snowstorm, and he was beaten a couple of lengths at the line by a useful newcomer. He had a juke up of Ted Walsh's back and third on that occasion, a good 14 lengths away. I think he looks a smart start, and I'd be disappointed if he gets beaten in the bumper tomorrow. That's Savvy Pimpernel, number 12 on the card.
Okay, so that's the last fixture of Thurles for the season. Going to move on to Don Partridge then, keeping the National Hunt team going, because they have their big Ulster National meeting on Sunday afternoon, 2:15 start. They're up in the north, Martin. Now we'll move on to the second race. That's the WKD Conditions Hurdle over 2.25 miles, and we've 6 going to post.
Yeah, interesting contest here between the top and the bottom one, I think, actually, Patrick, the two I'd be looking at. Count Simon was a good second there a couple of weeks ago at Naas in a competitive handicap hurdle behind Montpellier, trained by Alan Fleming. That was a good effort. Before that, he finished third at Leperstown. I think it could be one here for Davy Russell and Gordon Elliott. The big danger might be Slippery Serpent for Edward O'Grady and Paul Townend. He was disappointment last time around Christmas time when he ran the 3 mile hurdle at the Leperstown behind Cuneo. But before that, his third behind the name escapes me. Naas was a very good effort. That was a shorter trip, and he reversed that shorter trip today, so he obviously has a good chance, but I think Count Simon might be good enough to beat him.
Okay, let's move on to the handicap hurdle then. Martin Joff at 320 for horses rated 80 to 109 over 2.25 miles and 15 runners here.
Gordon Elliott is the likely favourite here again, Patrick. Horse called From Eden. He was good winner in Avon a couple of weeks ago and justified sharp price favouritism. And then just 7 days later was second at Fairy House behind a much improved horse. He's up another £5 here now, so he's gone up £12 since that winning run a couple of weeks ago. He must have a big chance again under Jack Henley, though. But I do like the chance of Oliver McKernan's Cappuccino Man. He's been very, very consistent at horse, been placed a number of occasions, and ran well at Leperstown last time. The slightly distance, or shorter distance, will suit him. Danny Hand claims a value of £7, and he should have a very good chance in a race where Fenland's Hill and Boat, another horse called British Heart, would have a very good chance for Marshall Watson. So an interesting contest. From Eden will be favourite, but I think Cappuccino Man is the one I'd be playing with.
Okay, the big rest of the card on Sunday is, of course, the Toll's Bet Bookmakers Ulster National over 3.5 miles, and we've 10 we'll go to post here.
Yeah, well, Outstanding finished a good tour in this race last season, Patrick, and he must have a good chance again, even though he's a lot more weight to carry. He's had a good season. He won the Paddy Power Cork Grand National last November over 3.5 miles, so he won't have any problem with the trip. And last time he finished a good fourth in the CSS Chase at Gordon Park in January. Now, as a result of that, he does have a rating of 140 to contend with here, so he's carrying 12-1, so he does have a lot of weight to give away. And maybe the bottom one here, School Lane, trained locally by Liam Lennon, would have a bit of a chance. He was a good second last time to Amelino at Leperstown. Amelino runs again here as well. He's up £9 for that. That was at Leperstown in early March. I just think at School Lane would like the longer distance. Adam Short claims a valuable £3, and he could be the one to follow here. Danceway is a bit of a chance as well. Also the likes of Teacher Pet for Philip and Luke Dempsey, a father last time at Leperstown, but before that has shown good form. So it's a very competitive event, and I think School Lane would be the choice to be making. Back him each way, though, definitely. I think he's a good each way chance off, just 9-12 on his back.
Okay, the handicap chase then drew off a 4.25 Martin. This for horses rated 0-102 over 2.5 miles and 11 will go to post.
Well, Jamie Codd been booked to ride Slemish for Jim Draper could be significant here, and he definitely would have a good chance as overall form. Likewise, Paul Townend riding for Gavin Cromwell, horse called All Duck and No Dinner, has some decent form to his credit. But maybe Stuart Crawford might win this with Mill Ford, a good second last time out over hurdles. He's rated much lower over fences, and I think he might just be the choice here to win. Eamon Carver takes another £3 off his back, so he's got a good chance in what is another very open contest.
The Hunter's Chase then is the penultimate race of the card with 11 going to post.
Yeah, top Billaway put up a good performance last time and toured to Fenno Storm in that Tester Team Cup at Gordon Park a couple of weeks ago. Like you said, Patrick, that Fenno Storm is a very, very decent animal, and you know, that form is probably quite good. The danger would certainly be Like a Demon for Luke McGuinness and Nigel Slevin. He's got a good tour last time as well in Down Royal just not so long ago. That was quite a good effort, but I think Billaway maybe could be the one for Woody Mullins and Bill Gleeson. He takes the £7 off that, but Tour to Fenno Storm was quite a good run. That Fenno Storm was one of our better Hunter chases in the country, and I think that was a decent run.
We've left out the bumper and the opening race, Martin.
Yeah, I think the bumper, probably Gordy Elliott, could win this one. Multifactorial, Lisa Neal goes up to take the mount. Good second last mount, a battle of Midway at Navan, and that was a decent-looking bumper. The opening maiden hurdle is a tricky one, has to be said. A couple of horses with chances. Mason Jarre has some good form here, but I think Callum River for Fahey and Sarah have a good fifth in a decent handicap hurdle at Navan, or at Gordon Park last mount. That was quite a good race. Rate of 119 is quite high for a maiden hurdle at this time of year, and hopefully that will be the one to get punters off to a good start.
Okay, as we mentioned at the top then, of course, it is the start of the flat season for 2019, where Naas will hope the Lincolnshire card, which will take place on Sunday. We're going to kick off with the third race of the card, Martin, and that is the 6 furlong flat handicap of €25,000. And of course, we've got 16 will enter the stalls for this race.
Yeah, top race St. Breeders Bay had a good season last season for Jessica Harrington and Shane Foley, and he carries plenty of weight here, but has a decent chance. He was third over course and distance in the Renaissance Stakes last October. That was quite a good effort, but he does have to concede plenty of weight all round. I think looking down towards the foot of the way, it's number 12, Arcan Ears, for Michael Halford and Ben Cohen, who the young apprentice Ben, he claims £5 off 8.10. This one won a very soft ground last season. Won a nice maiden actually at the Curragh. I think maybe has a bit of a chance on that performance. Only weighed 79 now. We've had plenty of rain here the last couple of days already, Patrick, so the ground certainly will be on the soft side, and maybe Arcaneers can reward each way's support.
The fourth race of the card, Martin, that is the Madrid handicap over 7 furlongs for 3-year-olds only, and we have a maximum field of 16.
Yeah, I was looking at a horse called Xander here for Geraldine's, Patrick. Good winner of a Galway maiden over 7 furlongs last July at the big July Galway Festival meeting. Colin Keane takes the mount here. Went on then, finished second to Mount Tabora in a decent Listowel nursery. That was over a mile. Good effort there. Handled soft ground well on that occasion. And this one, you know, has definitely got a fabulous chance here. Third World for Dermerwell would have a bit of a chance on his form. But Black Magic Woman for Jack Davison steps down in class. And Lagan Gaelga for Jim Boulder likely race with Rory on board could be an interesting one too. So it's a wide open contest, like a lot of these races are on Sunday. Xander, I think, might be the one I'd be playing here.
The Mile Park Express Stakes is the 3:40 race, Martin, and we've got 9 runners here, along with one of the fancied runners from last year, Yulong Gold Fairy.
Yeah, she's got a very good chance for Dermerwell. This was the race she actually won last year with Making Light, and I fancy maybe he'll make it a double here. Yulong Gold Fairy had a good season last year, finished 50 to Alpha Centauri in the Irish 1000 Guineas, then won a listed race on soft ground at the Galway Festival, and then landed the Concord Stakes, a Group 3 event at Tipperary last October. Soft ground is the key. Shane Foley gets on very well with her. She's conceded a £3 penalty for that grade 3 win, but I think she might be able to do it. Ryan Moore comes over to for Aidan O'Brien, and his Delphinia here, number 8 on the card, will be one of the leading fancies. She was winner of a Galway maiden last October, and that was on soft ground. But I just feel, I always fancy older horses against the 3-year-olds at this time of year, and I think Yulong Gold Fairy might be good enough to win. Another one worth to mention is a horse called Rianoch for Michael O'Callaghan, who the second to I Can Fly in a Killarney listed race last August. That was quite a good effort. She would definitely have each way a chance here, but I think Yulong Gold Fairy is the one to beat.
The big race in the card is at 4:10. That's the Total Irish Lincolnshire, worth €100,000 over the mile trip with a maximum field of 20.
Wide open race here, Patrick. Three English riders actually, all trained by Richard Fahey. The Piccolos might be Calvados Spirit, the mount of Paul Hennigan, former English champion jockey. He's drawn 18, so he's close to the rails, which should be a bit of an advantage, and he had some decent form. He obviously wouldn't be coming over unless he felt he'd have a bit of a chance. Lincoln regular Ossie Valentine has been placed in the last 4 editions of this race. Should go well again for Ado McGuinness and Gavin Ryan, claiming £7, but probably mightn't be good enough to win it. Some interesting ones here. Insignia Rank improved an awful lot last season for John Murphy once he got the soft ground, but he has risen a fair bit in the weights and might not be able to confirm Tipperary placings with Chatterat, a horse trained by Andy Oliver, who was second in Insignia Rank at Tipperary last October and now beats him on much better terms. Warnock for Matthew Smith was having a good season on the Over National Hunt. She's been very good at Nace in recent times. She's won twice there, but this mile trip would be on the short side for her. Looking down the weights further, maybe a horse called Sharkor for Jessica Harton might be the one. Won well at Gordon Park last July, ran some decent races in the Irish Lincolnshire or Irish Cambridgeshire actually later on the season. Shane Foley on board, likes the top ground and might be worth a few each way bet, but it really is a very, very, very tricky contest this one.
The 10 furlong Devoy Stakes draw for 4:45 with 8 runners, Martin.
Yeah, I suppose one of the most interesting races, horses on display on Sunday is a horse called Amadeo Madigliani, trained by Aidan O'Brien in the Mount Ryan Mower, and he runs in the Devoy Stakes. I haven't seen him. He actually raced, Patrick, since July of 2017. He won a Galway maiden very impressively on that occasion, and straight away it looked like he was going to be a Derby horse for next season. Indeed, he was favoured for the Derby last season at one stage, but unfortunately injury meant he never actually made the track again. Now, they wouldn't keep him in training unless they felt he could do well this season. And I think he's probably got to win this one, even though the soft ground mightn't be totally in his favour. He's probably fit enough to win this. The likely danger is still standing for Jessica Harrington. She was a good winner of 3 handicaps last season. While Stellar Mass is a good horse for Jim Bulger, he normally does like better ground than this. So I think Amadeo Magligliani could be the most interesting horse on Sunday, and he probably should win this on his way to what hopefully will be a good season for him.
Okay, we've left out the 3 maidens on the card for the opening day of the flat season.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, the two of them, it's never easy to start out this one. Plenty of tips going around the course around here. And last year's winning trainer and winning stable was Brendan Duke, a horse called Value Chain. quite interesting that Kevin Manning is down to ride this one, because Kevin's boss, Jim Bulger, has a horse in the race. It could be ridden by Rory Cleary. So obviously, Value Chain will be very forward and likely to run a good race in that opening race. The 2 o'clock wide open event, Ryan Moore rides a horse called Empire State for Aidan O'Brien, has been placed a few times and must go very well. Although I do like the race, the chances here with Mick Helfer's Son Alea. It's number 16 on the card, finished 5th on her only run last season at Naas, and Ronan Amina takes the mount in this one. Well, the last race on the card, the 5:20, I think Dermot Wells here, Georgeville, has a bit of a chance for Declan McDonough. Nicely bred start, it was third and his only start last season, could improve enough on that one and might be good enough to win that last race on Sunday, the 5:20, but definitely treadworthy on Sunday. Opening day of the season always tricky on the flat, hard to know which horses will be fit and which won't be. They will need to be with the soft ground on Sunday, but it's a big field for most races, and a very competitive card is down for decision.
Before we move off then, Martin, the breaking news throughout this past winter was the partnership was announced of John Ox and Patrick Prendergast, of course.
That's right. I was down there last Tuesday, actually. We were down in John Ox's launch of the flat season. And it's very interesting as to, you know, exactly what happened. Patrick had a very good season last year, of course. The big star filly in his stable was Skitter Scatter, who won the Meigler Stakes among one or two other group races there last season. She's a very good mare, Skitter Scatter. But they kind of live right beside each other. And it was decided to kind of join force together, Patrick, not renewing his license. So a lot of horses have gone over to John Ox. And he's now had a stable of about 75 horses, all looking very well, I must say, last Tuesday when we went down to have a look. Skitter Scatter looks particularly well, it has to be said, and she'd be the big hope for the Currabeg stable. She's going to run the English 1000 guineas first, I think, and then maybe the Irish 1000 guineas at the Curra, of course, in late May, and we'll be certainly looking forward to that. She certainly has done well over the winter. She isn't small filly though, and you just wonder if she's going to improve as much as maybe some of the other ones last season. But she's hopefully it's a new kind of venture, having two ex-yards in together. John Ox, of course, huge amount of experience, long time training. It's 40 year actually training. This year, Patrick, Transport winner in 1979. So hopefully it'll work out well for them. Certainly be interested to see what happens. They had a runner there a couple of weeks ago, Dundalk, in the Shape of War Hero, and he finished second. So hopefully things will work out. So lots to look forward to this season. Of course, some nice horses again. And we'll be getting back more into the flat season in the weeks ahead. Obviously, we still have the likes of Aintree and Fairy House and Punchstone to go yet.
Yeah, and we'll be previewing all those big festivals coming up here on CRY 104 FM. But Martin, as you left us 2 weeks ago with a winner from Early Doors in the Martin Pipe Conditional Jockeys, and you left us with a winner with Barry Drake last weekend as well with Western Point in the Veterans Chase. Let's keep the ball rolling. What's your best bets of the weekend?
Well, hoping so, Pat. So maybe in the 2:55 at Turles tomorrow, horse called Peregrine Run. I think he's a very, very good chance of winning that. Well, I'll take a chance on Stooshy in the 5:15, the beginner's chase for Davy Russell and Gordon Elliott. Down Patrick on Sunday, I'd be happy enough to go along with School Lane in the big race, the 3:50. I think he's got a good each-way chance, but I fancy Count Simon in the 2:45 again for Gordon Elliott and David Russell. At Naas on Sunday, very tricky card. I do fancy Yulon Gold Ferry. That would be main choice in the 3:40 event. And maybe, in the Irish Lincolnshire, a horse called Charcor for Jessica Harrington might be worth a few euro each way at a decent price for Shane Foley.
Okay, perfect stuff, Martin, and we appreciate your time again this week here on Drive Time Sport, and we look forward to catching up with you again. And next week, we'll be looking forward to some more cracky action here in the horse racing front.
No problem, Patrick. Thanks very much indeed.
Your horse racing preview was brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.